This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers, where Kim Monson serves as president, rated 5 new bills this week through its CUT Engaged Citizen Action Tool. CUT opposes 4 bills and supports 1. The bills cover social media regulation for minors, constitutional carry of handguns, a transfer from the voter-approved Healthy School Meals Fund, a federal COVID money shuffle, and a $40 million annual program for government-funded teacher housing. Bills CUT opposes. Youth Social Media Bill imposes new fees and parental consent limits. HB 261148 imposes sweeping requirements on online gaming services and social media platforms, including a 5% fee on microtransaction purchases by minors that would be directed to the public school fund. CUT argues the bill perversely gives parents monitoring rights only if the minor, that is, the child, consents, sets an unrealistic compliance deadline of December 1, and is ultimately an end run to collect more money in the name of helping children. The fiscal note is preliminary, meaning costs will likely climb higher. The bill is sponsored by Representatives Jenny Wilford and Yara Zokahai, both Democrats, and Senators Dylan Roberts and Mike Wiseman, both Democrats. School Meals Fund rated for $31.1 million with reporting requirements repealed. HB 261351 transfers $31.1 million from the Healthy School Meals for All Program Fund to the State Education Fund, delays future transfers by 2 years, and repeals reporting requirements. CUT calls this a raid on the fund that voters approved through Proposition FF, noting the bill even includes a brazen, built-in method for cover-up, elimination of reporting. CUT suspects the bill's purpose is to drain the fund so legislators can return to taxpayers asking for more money. The bill has bipartisan sponsorship. Representatives Kyle Brown, Democrat, and Emily Sirotu, Democrat, Senator Judy Amuvale, Democrat, Senator Jeff Bridges, Democrat, Representative Rick Taggart, Republican, and Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer, Republican. Federal COVID money shuffled to cover state budget deficits. HB 261407 transfers approximately $35.7 million to the general fund from several accounts originally funded by federal American Rescue Plan money, including $750,105,190 from the State Highway Fund. CUT says the bill moves federal COVID money that must be spent this year from the federally intended programs to the general fund to cover state budget deficits, calls taking highway funds for other programs, a move voters and taxpayers would likely not appreciate, and insists the legislature must cut programs and costs permanently to meet its budget, not play money shuffle games. The bill also has bipartisan sponsorship. Representatives Kyle Brown, Democrat, and Rick Taggart, Republican, Senators Judy Amuvale, Democrat, and Barbara Kirkmeyer, Republican, Representative Emily Sirotu, Democrat, and Senator Jeff Bridges, Democrat. $40 million teacher housing program launches during budget deficit. SB 26139 creates the Building Excellent Teacher and Employee Residences, or BETTER, program, providing grants and financing to school districts for workforce housing projects at a cost of $40 million per year with 8.5 new full-time state employees. CUT says it is not the proper role of government to fund workforce housing, and questions why the legislature would create a new $40 million annual program during a year with a substantial budget deficit. CUT calls the use of a safety clause, which prevents voters from challenging the bill through referendum, a slap in the face to taxpayers who are struggling to cover their own housing costs. The bill is sponsored by Senators Jeff Bridges and Dylan Roberts, both Democrats, and Representatives Megan Locuns and Katie Stewart, both Democrats. Bill Thubelkey U.T. supports. Constitutional carry bill restores handgun rights without a permit. HB 261212 would grant Coloradans 18 and older who are legally permitted to possess firearms the same privileges as concealed handgun permit holders without requiring a permit. The bill also converts existing permits to lifetime validity and eliminates local government authority to regulate open or concealed carry. CUT says the bill would remove some recently added infringements on the Second Amendment and represents a significant restoration of personal liberty, while saving the state over $1 million in processing costs and approximately 7 full-time employees. The bill is sponsored by Representatives Carlos Barron and Ava Flanell, both Republicans. Make your voice heard. All 5 bills are available on CUT Engaged, the Colorado Union of Taxpayers citizen action tool that lets you contact your legislators directly about the bills that affect your wallet and your freedom. Disclosure: Kim Monson is president of the Colorado Union of Taxpayers. And now, Kim's perspective. 2 of this week's 5 bills have bipartisan sponsorship, and both involve taking money from where it was supposed to go and putting it somewhere else. One raids the school meals fund voters approved through Proposition FF. The other shuffles federal COVID dollars into the general fund to plug budget holes. The legislature also wants to spend $40 million a year on government-funded teacher housing, while Colorado families are struggling to afford their own. Constitutional carry is the one bright spot, restoring rights the state never should have taken. Go to coloradotaxpayer.org and make your voice heard on Cut Engaged. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.